Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? March has never changed anything.
All right, today's podcast is titled, "We're Doing Collective Economics All Week." Today's topic is creating a rental housing SUSU. Creating a rental housing SUSU, and a SUSU, not ISUSU, but the word SUSU is spelled, or ZUSU, I say SUSU. It's spelled S-U-S-U. Now, live stream number 619-768-2945. We have, and hopefully Robin Maben, hopefully she'll call in. She's out on the West Coast, 3 hours behind us, here on the East Coast. But for those who don't know what a SUSU is, it's essentially a savings club, a private savings club among typically a small group of people. And everybody wins. Let's say they all of them put in $100 a piece and they do it like, let's say, within 30 day cycles or something like that. So every 30 days each puts in $100. And I'm simplifying this. And at the end of those 30 days, one person, or sometimes more, could be two, three people, what have you, but I'm simplifying this, one out of the 10 people gets the $1,000. and they can use that $1,000. Of course, each club is different on what they're going to do, how the money can be used, and that type thing. And then the next 30 days, it's another person. And then after that, it's another person until all 10 have received $1,000. So it basically helps you. It basically multiplies and dramatically the collapse time on what you need to. Because let's say you need $1,000 to whatever. Open up a lemonade stand, open up a barbershop, take a vacation, whatever it might be. But all you can afford is it might take you 10 months to save up $1,000, and something might happen where you might need that 100. So if you never get to that 1,000, it won't take much longer. So what we're going to be talking about briefly today is how to form a rental housing SUSE, or and let me put this out there right now. I've got 4 acres of land. I'm selling one of those acres for $8,000. Matter of fact, tomorrow I have it more. No, matter of fact, give me a call at 202-280-5153. But essentially, selling one of those acres for $8,000. It's attached to my other 3 acres, obviously. And I'm providing financing. No credit checks. All right? So selling for $8,000, if you come up with $1,000 to $1,500 down, I'll finance the rest of it at low monthly payments for you. So anybody interested in that, text me at 202-280-5153. That's 202-280-5153. That's in Hamilton County, Florida, right by the Georgia line. And then I've got an opportunity in Taft, Oklahoma. For people interested in Taft, which is a historical black township. I got pictures and everything you need to see, pictures, video, and all that stuff. And we'll be building on those. Now, today we're going to talk about how to create a rental housing SUSE. And, of course, using that example of 10 people putting in $100 a piece. Well, and then you still got to be paying, after you get your $1,000, you still got to pay in your $100 a month in the pool so everybody else can get their $1,000 until everybody gets, what they're supposed to get. So with a rental housing SUSE, the goal is everyone get a piece of rental property and have the rental property pay back their $100 a month. Because that can be kind of a strain on some people. If you got to find out, man, I got to come up with $100 a month. But if you take your $1,000 and put it into something that will generate an income, let's say he generates an income of $200. Well, let's say $300. Take $100 that you don't have to scramble for anymore, and that keeps you $100 in the SUSE every month. Take another $100, put it away in savings for cash reserve. And then another $100, it can go in your pocket for a night out. Once again, simplified. We're going to have people on here that have a lot of experience with SUSEs. And I've already selected a platform which is very secure, where people can participate. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines here. 718, we're going to go to the phone lines to you in about 2 minutes. I'm going to play like 2 minutes of Solar Cabin, so bear through that. 2 or 3 minutes of that, which will give me time. I'm trying to track down Robin. We'll be right back in about 2 to 3 minutes. And take 718.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second, and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land.
And we here on It's My House is a good source for finding land. Once again, I've got 4 acres in Hamilton County, Florida. It's a rural area, off-grid, but you still get internet reception. I'm selling off one of those acres. Okay, so we'll be all connected there. I got 3, you'll have 1. Selling price, $8,000, but I'm providing financing. So if you come up with $1,500 now, and tomorrow it'll be $1,600. But if you come up with $1,500 now, I'll finance the balance for you with small, affordable monthly payments. Anybody interested? Text me at 202-280-5153. That'll give you a piece of dirt, an acre. That's a football field. Okay. And you can put, because what we're talking about today are forming rental housing SUSEs. So on your acre, you can put a rental house on there, rent it out, Airbnb, what have you. Because I'm doing the same thing on my 3. So text me if you're interested. 1 acre, $8,000, $1,500 down. If you call and text today, I'll keep it at that price. Tomorrow's going to go up to $1,600. $1,500 down. Text me if you're interested. 202-280-5153. No credit checks. Okay, and with your monthly payments, and then your $1,500 is going to be recycled because we're going to build something on the using SUSE economics, which is basically collective economics. So you're going to recycle your down payment, and it's going to cover your monthly payments, and then after you got all that out the way, it's going to be money in your pocket. Okay, 202-280-5153. Text me if you're interested in that. I got video and pictures and all that. And it's 4 acres. I've got 3. You'll have 1. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines here real quick. Okay, 718. Your mic is open. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I'm over here in New York, and mostly when you hear that term Susu that deals with the Caribbean neighborhood. I mean, you know, the Caribbean community. And it's like, I never heard of.
They do very well with it. I know I ran into some people years ago in Buffalo, New York. They were, it was a Jamaican couple. And they were, well, they were buying rental properties. I mean, buying properties and turning them into rental properties. And then they took me back to where they live at. And they, man, it was basically a whole family. And the only people that they were hired to do the work and renovating these rental properties in Buffalo, New York, they would fly people in, friends and relatives up from Jamaica. They wouldn't hire any local people. They would fly all, it was all people they knew flew in from. So, they, oh God. I'm imagining Isuzu was put the, they got all that with via Isuzu.
Yeah, it's very it's very incredible. A lot of them don't trust outsiders. You know, it's like that's one thing I noticed. I just see that you know, once they find out that you're from here, they look at you different. You know, even
well,
if they have a child.
It might be more than one exception, but there's one primary exception where they'll overlook that. If you marry into their clan,
no,
you'll get
maybe we'll have a few, or if you was raised up with some of them, if you were with them for a long time, that's the only way you will be accepted. You can know them all your life, and then you're still not really welcome. Because I know this lady, she has her son was born here. And she's from Trinidad, and she said, "Well, he's American, because you know what happened is like a lot of time people come here, they have all these type of benefits. So you know, and then this is foreign. They don't have all them type of doors open, so they think different. So when he's like, you over here in America, like the kids hit you, you hit your kids, or the kids can call the cops on you. They can do so. That's the reason why she kind of like explained it." He said, like, well, you know, even though that's my child, he's an American. So they even look at their own children different when they're born over here. You know, they don't favor them. Like, a lot of them don't favor them. Like, that. If they have a baby by one of them, the Americans are outcasts. A lot of them consider the Americans, like, outcasts. And the funny thing, they got this thing called Juneteenth. You heard of Juneteenth? But one thing I noticed about Juneteenth, you have a lot of people from the Caribbean, you know, talking about the back to Africa thing, but you never see any Africans. I have never seen any Africans participate in them Juneteenth things. I never. I mean, if you think of yourself, have you ever seen anybody?
Well, let's look at the dynamics of this because there's no monolith here. You got 54 countries on the continent of Africa. And there are over 2,000 indigenous languages, African languages spoken on the continent. All of them have their different cultures, and then a lot of them, to be honest about it, they've got their own news. For instance, you can name some high-profile athletes and entertainers over here, and then ask somebody that might live in Uganda, have you ever heard of this person in you'll get a whole slew of people that will say no because it's a different culture. Different culture, like I said, there are over 2,000 indigenous African languages. They got their own news, they got their own problems, they got their own politics. So what reason why should they even know about Juneteenth? Because we don't know African history.
They always tell us where we come from. They always say we came from there, just like Malcolm X said, like, Plymouth Rock landed on us. That we didn't land, you know, we didn't land them. But the thing about it, when you see that, you know, all type of colors was all over the earth, and then, you know, they said the land broke apart, And that's how come people is in this part, because, you know, it broke apart.
We're,
you know,
we're going to do a podcast one day on Pangea. But it once again, you in Africa, you got 54 countries. You got over 2,000 indigenous languages. All of them have a culture attached to it. And I mean, once again, Juneteenth is special to us because it's part of our history. But if you come from Senegal and your native tongue is Wolof and your second tongue is French, and then you pick up, because Africans are basically, they're the most prolific language on the, all the African might speak. And you know what?
Well,
they don't even use the term African.
You know, the funny thing, I know my history was told to me by my mother and a few of my
mm-hmm.
relatives. When I was, like, young, you know, I saw Roots with Alec Haley. And, you know, it caused some type of uprising in my junior high school when they saw that movie. You know, they played it in an auditorium. And a lot of people, because of social engineering, you know, they do what they see on media, you know, or
right.
here, you know. And the funny thing about it, so when I saw this thing at a young age, I asked my mother, you know, Mom, was we slaves? She said, no, we was never slaves. You know, she told me about, you know, my Native American Indian history and stuff like that. And then I shared that with my other family members. But for a lot of people, they believe, you know, just because they have a dark skin, you know, they think they're from the so-called motherland, Africa. And as you have people on your show before, when you look at the DNA and the blood types, you see that a lot of that is not true. But the thing is,
you're absolutely right. We got to do a podcast on that. Matter of fact, there were African slave traders, dark African slave traders, who came over here when it was the 13 colonies, and they were walking around free, selling slaves. So
yeah, they identified. No.
Yeah, we're going to, matter of fact, there was a whole class of African slave traders that did that. We're going to have a podcast on that, but let me go to Robin's here. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Okay, now, today's topic is creating a rental house in Zuzu. And
mm-hmm.
we've got, after listening to the audio that, you know, we have been playing since Sunday, I'm trying to, that lady, she sent me an email, but I'm trying to get on the show. But anyway, what I did was, people that are, I select, because there's several funding platforms online, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, what have you. There's a lot of them out there. But I went on and joined this morning eMoneyPool.com.
Mm-hmm.
I joined that one because they did it. They do it. They use it. And I like the format of it and the security of it. But, I mean, did you get a chance to go over their site and give us your thoughts on it, eMoneyPool?
You asking me,
yeah,
LA?
No.
I'm asking Robin.
Yeah, I really like the concept. One of their features I really like is if someone drops out, that they'll pick up and fill in so you won't lose your whole structure. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm in the middle of creating an account myself.
Right. Yeah. That's the
mm-hmm.
what I really like about that. So if you got 10 people and somebody drops out, then eMoneyPool will step in. And
mm-hmm.
keep everything intact. So I went on and joined this morning.
And I'm eager to get started. I mean, let's do
right.
this.
As a matter of fact, You don't didn't catch this part, but I'll be announcing this week. I've got, I've had it for 4 years now. I've got 4 acres of land in, Hamilton County, Florida, which is right by, it borders Valdosta, Georgia, the county, in upper part of Florida, about 90 minutes away from Jacksonville. Also, what do you call it? Tallahassee, not far from Gainesville, not too far from Orlando. It's a rural
LA,
place.
Can I say? Well, I know. Everything I said relates to the Susu, because the reason why I say that, they don't let us in. You know, like, you know, from the Susu to like come back home, they don't let us in, you know, because we're outcasts. So when you talk about the Susu, I just show other things that that's related to the Susu, you know, but they don't let us in.
They've got Susus in different, practically in every country and different cultures. So it,
well, you
it's,
know, yes.
Right now, now with the internet, you can form your own Susu.
Oh yeah, they have the American version.
It's not.
They have the American
version. What
you were saying, Daryl?
They have the American version of it. I ran across a few American versions of it, and they explain it like how China has their Susu and everything like that. They explain different Susus, but it's so amazing because, you know, we don't have a choice of where we are born and what's our color and, you know, and what's our gender. But you have people, they judge you based on that, you know.
That's human nature. But let's go back to these different colors. Like, if you take, all right, you have people that come over from China or Korea or wherever. They don't know anybody but each other, number one. Number two, they're not going to get a government job on a local, state, or federal level in most cases if they're over here practically off the boat. Number three, the typical bank is not going to loan them any money to start a business. So they basically don't have any choice. We're talking about people that know each other, and in order to get that money paid back, you know, they start businesses. Those businesses could be Chinese food carryouts. They could be Korean-owned, dry cleaners. Or it could be, let's get together and get some gas stations or convenience stores. So they're not going to let you in because they know each other from way back. And a lot of them marry each other. So that's why that happens.
Well, we let them in all the time. We let them in all the time, you know.
Once again, first thing, how many of us have a gas station? That's the first.
We don't have a gas station, but what happened? We don't have a gas station. But
if you're coming over to a new country, and you only know a handful of people, okay. We're going to loan you this money because they're not going to go to Wells Fargo and get the money. That's not going to happen. All right? You're not going to lend them the money. So they're getting money from people they already know, and they start those dry cleaners, those laundromats, those Chinese food restaurants, those convenience stores, those gas stations.
Over and over again.
The income-producing business because you're not going to loan them any money because you don't know. Bank of America's not going to loan any money because they're almost fresh off the boat. You're not going to crack that thing. Just like if you went over to Ghana and nobody knows you in Ghana.
But you know the funny thing, LA?
A few other people. I can't see when we let people in because we don't. There's not enough of us on a critical mass that own gas stations or anything else. We don't even let each other in on churches.
It's not even a matter of that.
It's just a matter of forming our Susas because we can. We don't have any obstacles or hindrances. So I don't think we really need to be discussing
all
of that stuff. Let's just do it.
We don't have to try to get in on anybody else's. All we got to do, Indiegogo, I mean, it, once again, the one I just joined this morning, eMoneyPool.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I joined. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
and they've got they've got other Suzus. They've got other Suzus on that site that you can join, and you don't even have to know anybody else in there. I mean, you can network and you know that type of thing. But
No.
Robin's right. All the excuses have been taken away.
Well, the sad thing about it, this says no more Mexicans in Mexico. And sooner or later, it's going to be, once they find out the opportunities, it's still going to be no more us in America. Well, I can't really say in America, like, because what happened, the Mexicans are coming here, and when they see the opportunity, other countries are moving in Mexico. So that's why they say no more Mexicans in Mexico. But when they see we start moving out, they're going to start moving in. And then that's the way I look at it. Once you let them in, they're going to start moving in, and then it's going to be fewer of us because I see
we'll
a lot of.
We'll continue this conversation tomorrow, and let's see if we can get the time extended so we can have like an hour or 2 hour conversation on this. In any event, once again, to wrap this up, go to eMoneyPool.com. Just look it over. You don't have to join. I joined, but you don't have to join. For educational purposes. And like I say, I've got 4 acres of land. I'm selling off one of those acres. $8,000, $1,500 down. You put down $1,500, I'll carry the financing on the rest of it. And you'll have small monthly payments. Then we have another opportunity in Taft, Oklahoma. I got pictures and videos of the Florida location as well as Taft, Oklahoma. I haven't put a price on the Taft stuff, but the Taft thing opportunity will probably be less expensive. So in any, because it's less lean. In any event, we'll be back tomorrow because this is all Suzu week. Go on YouTube, study up on this. And eMoneyPool.com is a site. It's basically everybody on here is a Suzu. You know, so this, look, you don't have to join, but it, I think it was free to join, but study it. I looked at it, studied it, and joined this morning. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.